Welcome to SearchNetworking.com's Ask the Expert podcast series. You're listening to our Wireless Hotspot Security Edition, featuring advice from our wireless networking expert, Lisa Pfeiffer. My name is Tessa Parmenter, and I will be the moderator for the duration of this podcast. Joining me today is David Nielsen of SearchWindowsSecurity.com. Thank you for joining me today, Dave.
No problem, Tessa. How's it going?
Very well. Dave will be asking questions as we discuss Lisa's advice. For those of you unfamiliar with our wireless networking expert, Lisa Pfeiffer owns Core Competence Incorporated, a consulting firm specializing in network security and management technology. She has been involved in the design, implementation, and evaluation of networking security and management products for over 20 years. In this podcast, Lisa's advice will show you how to keep your wireless network secure while your users travel abroad. While wireless LAN hotspots are a great convenience for today's mobile workforce, they also present a security risk when that workforce lacks some basic security know-how. As a networking pro at your company, you can help inform and arm your mobile workers against potential threats at hotspots. One of the major issues in wireless LAN hotspots are fake access points, or APs. These pose a serious problem for network security because in many public hotspots, you don't know what the authentic AP and login page is supposed to look like.
Can you tell me then what a fake AP is and how are they dangerous?
Well, a fake AP can display a hotspot login page that looks exactly like a legitimate login page to solicit your credit card's number. It can intercept VPN connect requests and attempt to pose as the legitimate VPN gateway. It can even try to mimic any SSL-protected website you might try to visit.
So what might happen if you were to connect to a fake AP?
If you get tricked into connecting to a fake AP, that evil twin is in the perfect position to launch man-in-the-middle attacks against you, allowing the attacker to intercept your messages and even make changes to them.
Well, that doesn't sound good. Is there any way to protect yourself against these man-in-the-middle attacks?
Lisa says you can. In all of these attacks, the fake AP and server tries to exploit your failure to authenticate with whomever you're talking to, from the hotspot AP and login portal to the VPN gateway and SSL server. Therefore, your best defense against fake APs is to insist on server authentication before you supply any sensitive information like a password or credit card number.
How can you make sure that you avoid fake access points?
The best way to avoid fake APs is to take advantage of hotspots that support Wi-Fi protected access or WPA encryption. Companies like T-Mobile and IBAN are great examples of this. In hotspots with WPA or WPA2, you can avoid fake APs by configuring your laptop's Wi-Fi connection to check the hotspot authentication server certificate. You can also install a hotspot connection manager that does this for you automatically. Now, if you use many different public hotspots, you may want to subscribe to a hotspot roaming service like iPass or Boingo. These roaming clients use Secure Sockets Layer, otherwise known as SSL, to log you into a central authentication server and automatically authenticate that server during login. Although you might still connect to a fake AP, roaming clients prevent you from being tricked into using a fake login portal.
Okay, but what happens if I use hotspots that don't support WPA or WPA2? Are there still ways that I can avoid these fake access points?
Yes, there are. If you use hotspots that don't happen to use WPA or WPA2, Lisa recommends using a VPN to encrypt private data. In this case, configure your VPN to resist fake AP man-in-the-middle attacks by requiring gateway authentication prior to user authentication. For example, avoid IPsec VPNs that use XAuth to solicit user passwords without proving gateway identity. If you visit SSL encrypted websites at hotspots, don't assume that an HTTPS URL means that you have reached the legitimate web server. It's really easy for a fake AP to redirect your request to a fake server that has a self-signed certificate. Don't ignore browser prompts about invalid certificates. Make sure that the server certificate was actually issued by a trusted root authority. It's also important to keep your eye on wireless connection behavior in public hotspots. You might find yourself toggling back and forth between a legitimate AP and the fake AP, or being tricked into auto-connecting to another service set identifier, or SSID, in your preferred network list. These and other symptoms of wireless client attack could be detected by host-resident wireless IPS programs.
Good to know. Thanks.
You're very welcome. This concludes SearchNetworking.com's Wireless Hotspot Security Podcast. I'd like to thank David Nielsen for being my guest speaker, and I'd also like to give a big thank you to our podcast listeners for joining us today. For more information on wireless security or to ask Lisa Pfeiffer your own wireless networking questions, be sure to visit SearchNetworking.com's Ask the Expert page. Thanks and have a great day.